哈利亚，我们各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家晚安。
Greetings to all brothers and sisters。
我们今天晚上要跟大家再来分享这个终极祸端这一个系列当中，小弟能够从圣经那么找到的一些事迹的这个根据。
So today I would like to share continue to share on the saga of and the series of the ultimate disasters that I have found and the a few events in the Bible.
我们第一篇所讲到的是亚当悖约。
And the first is talking about Adam.
因为亚当他没有遵守神所告诉他与他之间的这个约定。
And the first is because Adam and God did not told him about this promise, his covenant.
所以他违背了神告诉他的话。
And he has go against what the commandment of God was given to him.
所以我们从罗马书五章十二节就可以看到这个终极祸端就因为亚当一个人的悖约那么临到了世上所有的人的身上。
So we can see in Romans chapter 5 verse 12 it talks about that because of Adam, because of him himself that has caused this ultimate disaster upon the humankind.
因为他的悖约所以让罪进入了这个世界一直到现在还带着肉体出生来到这个世界的那么都是在罪的权势之下
because he has go against the commandment of God and that has led the sin has came into this world and have given dominant to sin
所以我们的人生没有什么未来因为除了死亡没有第二条路可以走
and in our life there is no there's no more hope and it is only one way which is death
那这个就好像耶稣雅记第七章所记载的亚干也是悖约
and it also continually going about Joshua in the books of Joshua which is about Achan
所以导致亚干跟亚干一切相关的所有的后代子孙都进入到死亡里面
and for Achan he has disobeyed the commandment of God and have caused his all his descendants have been destroyed
所以我们身为神天国的百姓我们是神的儿女我们不要违背神跟我们所立定的这本圣经的真理
as citizens of God and the children of God we should not go against what the words of the Bible have given to us
那我们第二篇所讲到的是挪亚醉酒
and the second is about the drunkenness of Noah
我们的根据是在创世纪的第九章
and it is recorded in Genesis chapter 9
因为挪亚醉酒所代表的就是放纵他的情欲
and because of Noah he has let himself to be drunk and has given way to his fleshly desires
所以导致他的后代子孙当中含的系统又永远成为这个世界上最低贱的仆人
and have led to the descendants of Ham have become the lowest servant
这个一个人的过错导致到后代子孙祸及到后代的子孙
and because of a sin of a person it have caused the whole generation and the whole descendants to have this woe
那我们第三篇所提到的那么是这个基哈西的贪
and,
贪的欲望
and the third is about Gehazi's greediness
我们的根据是列王记上的列王记下的第五章
and is recorded in 2 Kings chapter 5
因为他的贪是用在贪财这一个角度上
and because of his greed he is greedy on the riches
所以导致到他的后代子孙世世代代都染上了乃曼元帅的大麻风
and it has caused all his descendants to become leopard to have leprosy from General Naaman
所以我们的耶稣他告诉我们在一个末日世代来临的时候
so Jesus have told us that during this end time
我们每一个人都应当要谨慎自守免去一切的贪心
we need to be cautious and to be careful and also to forsake this heart of greed
那我们第四篇所谈到的是以利他的尊重
and the fourth is talk about the honor of Eli
因为以利尊重他的儿子那么超越 尊重神。
So the respect of Eli. So Eli he honored and respect his children more than God.
所以也是导致了神对他的家族下了相当大的这个咒诅的祸患在里面。
And he have caused God to give to cast a curse upon his whole family.
我们根据的经文是撒母耳记下的第二章二十九节以下。
And it is
撒母耳记上，对不起哈，二章二十九节以下。
It is recorded in First Samuel chapter 2.
哦，这个都是值得今天在我们信仰的真理上哈，我们可以去做思考的。
And it is a good reference for us to think about in our spiritual life.
那么今天我们来看一看西西家王的骄傲。
And today we'll look upon the pride of Hezekiah.
好，我们来看列王记下二十章。
Let's look at 2 Kings chapter 20.
列王记下二十章。
2 Kings chapter 20.
好，我们请看这个十七节以下的经文。
We'll start look at verse 17. 十六节
以下的经文。
Verse 16.
列王记下二十章十六节到十九节的这一段经文。
Second Kings chapter 20 verse 16 to 19.
这段经文我们可以看到，我们天上的真神就差派的以赛亚先知来找这个西西家王。
So here we can see that our heavenly God has sent Isaiah to meet King Hezekiah.
那么一样的对西西家王，那么他的家族他的国家，那么下的我觉得也是一个非常严重的咒诅。
And for me to see this, it is quite a great curse to the family of Hezekiah.
好，我们简单用一句成语来形容，叫国破人亡啊，国破家亡。
And in the Chinese parable, saying that it have led the whole country and the whole family to be destroyed.
所以我们看到十七节哈，那么西西家王所讲的那么他的第一个祸害第一个咒诅。
And so the first curse we can see here.
就是西西家王的列祖所积蓄的所有的一切财富都要被掳到巴比伦去。
So all the riches and what their fathers and their families have accumulated until today shall be carried to Babylon.
那后面电脑帮我做一下哈，我不端经文哈，它的应验是在耶利米书二十七章的二十一节到二十二节。
And it has been fulfilled in Jeremiah.
耶利米书二十七章的二十一到二十二。
It's fulfilled in Jeremiah chapter 21, verse 27.
这个是神对这一个咒诅那么在耶利米先知的时代就兑现了。
And so this is the curse, and it has been fulfilled in the times of Jeremiah.
因为距离这个神叫以赛亚先知来咒诅西西家这一个家族的时候，那么一直到这个国家灭亡那么几乎还有差不多一百出年的时间呢。
So, it is about the period of another 100 years since God has sent Prophet Isaiah to curse upon to tell this curse upon King to King Hezekiah.
好，那么另外一个参考的经文是在耶利米书五十二章十七节以下的经文。
Another reference is recorded in Jeremiah chapter 52.
我们就可以看到我们神对他所说的，你列祖所积蓄的一切的财富全。全部都要被掳到巴比伦去。
So here it says that behold the days of you and your fathers that the treasures that have accumulated until this day shall be carried to Babylon.
好，那么第二样咒诅。
And the second curse.
好，我们回到列王记下的二十章，十八节。
We'll come back to 2 Kings chapter 20 verse 18.
十八节，神借以赛亚先知告诉他说，你的后代子孙也会被掳到巴比伦去。
And they have said that all your sons who will descend from you, whom you will beget, and they shall be brought into Babylon.
好，那么它的兑现我们从圣经可以找到的根据。
And the reference that has been fulfilled of this
是列王记下二十四章的十二节。
It is recorded in 2 Kings.
好，我们可以看到这个西西家王的后代子孙被巴比伦王抓走了。
So we can see that the whole descendants of King Hezekiah, they're all been taken to Babylon.
哦，那么另外在列王记下二十五章的六节到七节
，In Second Kings chapter 25, verse 5-6，
我们可以看到最后一任哈犹大国最后的一任王叫西底家王。
And we can see the last king of the kingdom of Judah, which is Zechariah.
他一样被抓到巴比伦之后，然后巴比伦王怎么样审判他？然后挖了他的眼睛，用铜链锁着他。
And so he was being captured to Babylon and been punished, and his eyes was taken out.
这是第二样的咒诅哈。
And this is the second curse.
我们再来看第三样的咒诅。
And the third curse.
在列王记下二十章的这个十八节的下半节。
In Second Kings chapter 20, verse 18, the second part.
我们的神透过以赛亚先书告诉他说，你的后代子孙啊，一定会有人在巴比伦的王宫里面当太监。
And they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon.
那我特别去看了这个太监的原文啊，他的这个希伯来文是怎么写的，到底代表什么意思
？And I look at the original text of the meaning in Hebrew of eunuch.
那么我找到的哈，那么他用英文去表示哈，这个太监的原文叫 Carriyc，
and the translation is Carriyc。
那么他的意思就是被阉割。
It means that he has been estranged， 对 ，estranged。
那么我们就可以想象说，西西教王他的后代子孙啊，被抓到巴比伦的王宫之后啊，他就成为太监了，因为被阉割了。
And so they have become eunuchs in the kingdom of Babylon because they have been estranged.
那么成为内廷宫院里面的一个服低贱艺术的一个人员了。
And it have become the servants in the palace.
那找到的一些这个不在圣经里面哈，圣经学家所提供的一些参考的资料了哈。
So I went to look at several references, some reference books.
他说其中有一种太监，他们的工作哈，就是专门要去观看那么皇宫里面的这一些贵妃啦，这一些贵人他们的排泄物。
And several of the eunuchs, one of their jobs is to monitor the feces of the royals.
因为当时的医术不像现在科技这么发达哈，所以一旦生病的哈，那么排泄出来的，他们要去看，要去闻，甚至有必要的时候呢，要去吃。
And sometimes because at the time the technology was not that advanced, and so some of them they had to go and have a look of the feces of the royals to make sure that they're healthy. And sometimes they need to watch, they had to look at it and need to smell it and or sometimes taste it.
那么好像我们今天中医就说叫望、闻、切。
And so it's using all the sensories.
那找到病因才有办法对症下药啊。
And so then when they can know what's the reason, then they are able to give out the medicine to heal it.
做这些工作不是他们自愿的，自愿的没有话讲哈，是被逼的。
So doing this work has been forced. It is not by willing.
所以我们就了解说，哎呀，这个西西教王到底他是做了什么事情，导致他的后代祖孙，我们的神又下了这么大的咒诅呢
？So what did King Hezekiah have done that have caused this great curse upon him？
那么我们如果从列王记下二十章十二节以下的经文，你看下去。
If you look at Second Kings chapter 20，
当时因为西西教王他生病了。
And at the time, King Hezekiah he had fallen sick.
那么神要取走他的生命。
And God was about to take his life.
那么西西家王他恳切向神祷告，神再给他十五年的寿数。
So he asked God for another 15 years of his life.
在列王记下二十章从第一节以下的经文，你往下看哈。
So if you look at chapter 20.
那当西西家王他得到这个讯息的时候，他跟神求一个证据。
When Hezekiah he prayed, he asked God for an evidence.
那么 这个证据就是说，希望这个太阳的影子往后退十度。
And he wished for this, the shadow of the sun to, go backwards, a bit.
所以在十一节就记载说，哎，这个意象哈，我们的神兑现应允了。
So go backwards 10 degrees, and when the when Isaiah he cried out to the Lord, and it was so.
那透过我们现代啊这个天文学的这个电脑哈超级电脑的运作哈，说这个世界少了一天了。
And so from astrology we can see right now they've discovered that we have less of a day.
好，那这个答案只有在我们这本圣经才能够找得到。
And the answer is we can find it in the Bible.
哦，所以在耶稣雅记第十章的十二节以下。
In Joshua chapter 10, it recorded.
哦，我们就可以看到当时耶稣雅他跟这个亚摩利王为代表的五个王在征战。
And at the time, he was having a war with the five kings of the Amorites.
那么战争打到最后，耶稣雅向神祷告，希望太阳能够停止一日之久。
And so, Josh, during the battle, Joshua he prayed to God to ask to extend the timing and to ask the sun to stand still.
哦，那么太阳就停止了，哦，月亮也止住了。
And so the sun was stopped and the moon was stopped.
哦，那么大概一日，我们现在的天文学计算出来大概是23个小时又十几分钟了，哈。
And in astrology they have counted that we are less of a day.
好，那我们现在所看到的这个西西家王他向神求兆头。
And so we can see that King Hezekiah he has asked for an evidence from God.
说日影要后退十度。
And so he asked for the shadow to go backwards 10 degrees.
那这个经过天文学家他们的计算，这个大概是四十几分钟，四十分钟出头左右的时间，所以合起来大概是一天。
And from astrology, it seems that from astrology standpoint, that counted it is about 40 to 45 minutes.
那这个意象产生之后，哎，很奇怪的，这个巴比伦王他就差派使者来找西西家。
And when this event have happened, then there was a person from then the king of Babylon has sent someone to see King Hezekiah.
那当西西家王他看到这个巴比伦所差派来的使者，他做了一件事。
When King Hezekiah he have saw this representative from Babylon, he have done something.
从十三节里面，哦，十三节以下我们可以看到西西家打开他国家的这个军事的武器库，哦，他的财宝储存库。
And in verse 13 we can see that King Hezekiah he was attentive to them and showed them all the houses of treasures and his weaponry.
哦，十三节最后说他家中和他全国之内的西西家王没有一样不给这个使者看的。
There was nothing in his house or in all his dominion that Hezekiah did not show them.
好，那这之后呢，我们的神就差派以赛亚先出来了。
And so God has sent Isaiah to see King Hezekiah.
哦，那以赛亚先出就说你到底做了什么事啊？
And he have asked the king that what have you done?
好，我们从十五节可以看到西西家的回答。
And in verse 15, we can see the answer of King Hezekiah.
还我家中所有的，他们都看见的，我财宝中没有一样不给他们看的。
What have they seen in your house? And King Hezekiah answered, they have seen all that is in my house.
那接下来，先知就咒诅西西家的家族。
And so the prophet he has cursed the family of King Hezekiah.
刚开始看的时候看不懂为什么我们的神借先知要咒诅这个家族。
And so, when I look at this the first time, I could not understand why did God have asked the prophet to cause a great curse upon this family.
这个外国差派使者来我的国家。
So a foreign minister have been sent to come to my country.
那我竭尽所能的尽我的力量我来接待这个使者，哦，所以我们这个华人讲过一句话，哦，独乐乐，独乐乐不如众乐乐嘛，哦。
I have been very attentive to them and to show them what we have in the whole country and to given them a great care.
我觉得这个西西家是竭尽他一切所能的来接待这个国外的使者啊。
I think King Hezekiah have done his best to receive this person from Babylon.
所以把他国里面把他家里面所存的这些好的东西就跟这个使者一起分享嘛，给他观看嘛。
And so he has shown everything in his house and everything in his country to this messenger.
所以一开始我也搞不清楚说那到底神咒诅西西家的立论点是在哪里，基础点是在哪里。
So I cannot understand that why did God curse King Hezekiah.
我们现在再来看历代志下32章。
Let's look at
历代志下32章24节以下的经文。
Let's look at Second Chronicles.
那么我们从这一段经文以下，我们就知道哈，西西家当时是基于他内心里面的骄傲。So
we can see that it is because of the pride in King
Hezekiah。所以25节就记载说，这个西西家没有按照我们的神所赏赐给他的恩典来报答感谢神。So
in verse 25 that King Hezekiah did not repay according to the favors shown to him from his heart was lift off.
他心里面产生了一个骄傲自大的心态。And
so his heart has a heart of pride.
因为自从西西家王他把他的这个国家的苦难 那么带到圣殿去向神祷告之后,
when King Hezekiah has presented his the things of the country then towards God.
当时他面对最大的敌人是亚述国，这个时候的巴比伦国还是一个小国啊，还没有真正的兴起。
And the greatest enemy that they are facing is the kingdom of Assyria rather than the kingdom of Babylon.
所以历代志下32章的20节。
And so in 2 Chronicles chapter 32 verse 20.
你可以看到我们的神伸出他的手帮助西西家来一夜之间杀掉了185,000个亚述国的勇士啊。
And so then we can see that the Lord has sent angels to cut down their every of their mighty men of valor.
那因为这样，所以23节最后记载西西家被当时的百姓怎么样？ 认可了，所以圣经说西西家在列邦人的眼中被看为尊大。
And so in verse 23, we can see that the people have recognized this king and he was exalted.
我想这个是他进入一个内心骄傲的一个起点。
And so this is the beginning of his heart to become to become prideful.
等到这个异象，日影后退出这个异象再度产生的时候。
And when this event of this the shadow of the sun has gone backwards.
西西家为了彰显他国家的势力了。
And when King Hezekiah wished to show the greatness of his country.
你看这个27节以下的经文，当时他国家是非常富裕的，财力非常雄厚的。
So we can see in verse 27 that he have great riches and honor.
并且有许许多多他的建设。
And there was a lot of his creations.
那么我去查到的资料是，当时的巴比伦帝国他要来联合这个犹大国，然后来攻打亚述帝国。
And so he wishes to. So the plan was to have the kingdom of Judah and also the kingdom of Babylon to merge together to attack the kingdom of Assyria.
所以这个巴比伦帝国的使者来的时候，这个西西家怎么样？我要凸显我这个国家是够力跟你结盟的啦。
And so when the messenger came and King Hezekiah wishes to have an alliance with the kingdom of Babylon.
我有足够的实力被你看中，所以我展示给你看，这个就是我的国家。
And my country is very prosperous and is able to have an alliance with you.
那结果在这样子的情况之下，圣经记载说是内心骄傲产生出来的一个外观的行为。
And because of this, it is caused by the heart being prideful.
那导致到我们的神啊，差派的以撒先知啊来咒诅他的家族。
It has caused our God to send prophet Isaiah to curse his family.
啊，所以西西家王的骄傲啊，这个也是我们的神非常不愿意看到的一种我们的信仰的形态。
So the pride of Hezekiah is something that God does not wish to see in our life of life of faith.
好，那我们现在来思考几个问题。
Let's ponder a few questions.
好，第一个问题啊，小弟的根据是列王记下二十章十五节。
And the first is in 2 Kings.
这个问题是啊，以撒先知来见到西西家王的时候。
And when the prophet Isaiah went to see King Hezekiah,
啊，以撒先知问他说：“他们在你家里看见了什么
？”And he have asked what he has what have he seen?
啊，那今天我们要思考的是说，别人会在我们的身上看到什么
？So the first he said, What can others see in us?
如果西西家把握住这一个机会
，If King Hezekiah have hold this opportunity,
他讲述神的大作为，神所给他的恩典。
If he talks about the blessings of God that what the greatness of God have given to him,
他能够大胆开口为耶和华真神做见证，来高举神的恩典，来荣耀神。
If he is able to praise God of his name and to give glory to God,
那神绝对不会差派先知去咒诅他的家族啊。
Then God would not send the prophet to curse his own family.
哦，当先知问他这句话的时候，就是一个前置导因啊。这个使者在你家里面到底看到什么？表示说，哎呀，你没有把荣耀归给天上的神啊。
And so when this question have came, saying that what have they seen in your house, it means that have you given glory to God?
在我们生活周遭，我们有时候难免也会遭遇到一些事情啊，哈，有一些事情，哎。莫名其妙，突然之间就临到了我们的身上。
Sometimes in our lives, we might encounter things that we might not know.
那么好像说啊，在我们啊台湾啊有一个情哈，有一个情况是这样子哈。
In Taiwan, there's the situation.
他是一个我们啊台湾总会的一个传道工人。
And he is a preacher in in Taiwan GA.
那么他跟他的传道娘两个人一起在这间教会里面做服事的工作。
And he and his Mrs. Preacher are in a certain church to do work in the church.
那么在教会里面生活总是会洗衣服啊，晾衣服啊。
And so so in their life in church, they would do laundry.
那他晾在二楼的阳台上。
And so they dry their laundry on the second floor of the balcony.
这个风很大哈，那把他的衣服吹到了那个二楼的阳台哈，就是一楼高架起来的一个叫做我们的英文叫 slatter 啊 ，slatter 怎么讲？石棉瓦的天棚上面。
Okay, so and so sometimes there was a great wind and the and some of the clothes has been blown to the to the sled in level one.
那传道娘因为总会给的这个生活费不是很高啊哈，所以总是很珍惜这些衣服啊，所以他就爬到这个这个石棉瓦的上面要捡这个衣服。
And so because of they don't have much income, so the Mrs. Preacher was very treasures her clothing, so she went into level one to pick up the clothes.
可是她一不小心哈，把这个石棉瓦踏破了，一踏破之后就跌到一楼，从二楼就跌到一楼。
And so she was a bit careless and she accidentally fell from the second floor to the first floor.
好，那跌到一楼之后呢，伤到了后面这一条脊椎了，中枢系统神经就变成全身瘫痪。
And it has damaged her spinal cord and she has become paralyzed.
大家帮助祷告。
And everyone pray for her.
到医院去啊，从事啊这个医务哈、啊，医药技术、医药的治疗。
And she was sent to the hospital.
因为不是犯罪做错事犯罪说神处罚嘛，是无意当中所造成的灾害。
It is not, it was not a punishment from God. It is just an accident.
啊，这样日复一日，年复一年，哦，那后来我有机会哈，去啊这个教会协助灵恩布会会，他的住家就是在教会的后面。
Days, after a few days and after a few years, I have the opportunity to go to their local church to host ESSC.
那我就到家里面去探访他。
And I went to their houses to see them.
这个时候已经经过了三十几年了。
And it has
三十几年全身瘫痪，一点进度都没有。
And it has been 30 years, and she has been she's still half paralyzed for the 30 years.
哦，那个时候小弟已经在台湾总会，哦，所以我是用台湾总会的角度去关心他。
哦，so I was in Taiwan GA, so I went to visit them in the name with the name of Taiwan GA.
啊，他看到我，他哭了。哦
，and
他问我说：“传道，你告诉我，主耶稣到底是为什么要让我这样？”
And when she see me, she cried up in tears and said, and she asked me that, why did God have made this to me?
哦，他想了三十几年，他说他都想不懂，哦，到底我哪里有什么问题？怎么我三十几年都要躺在床上，哦，大号小号吃饭洗澡，我通通没有办法处理。那更可怕的是意识清醒啊！如果意识昏迷还好过日子啊，是不是？意识清醒啊。
And she was thinking that what have I sinned against God that have been punished for 30 years of being half paralyzed, not able to do anything. But if I was it's better than death.
啊，讲实在的啦，哈，我没有办法给他答案，因为我也不晓得。
Okay. So at even for me, I was not able to give her an answer.
那在那边啊。我提了一个问题，我说好了，先不要探讨说为什么会变成这样，因为我们找不到原因嘛。
And so I gave out this word saying that let's just not think about the reason.
那我就告诉他这句话。
So I told her this.
我说你现在已经这样了。好，你希望教会的弟兄姐妹，希望这些外邦人在你的身上看见什么？
So you have already been like this. So what do you wish for the brethren or the friends outside to see you?
看到你的无奈，看到你的伤心，看到你对神的不谅解，看到你口出怨言，你希望大家能够看见你什么？
So what do you wish for them to see? To see your sadness, to see or etc.
哦，那我给他这句话之后，跟着他一起祷告，哦，我就离开了。
When I gave her this word, we prayed together and I left.
哎，经过了六七年的时间，有机会又再度到那边去协助联恩布道会。
After 6 to 7 years, I had the opportunity to attend the ESSC there.
啊，那我再去探访他。
And I went to visit her again.
哦，他看到我，哦，他说林传道，我要告诉你。我现在哈能够让别人看见我什么
？When she see me and she said to me, Preacher Lee, I have already know that what others can see in me.
我说这个愿闻其详了哈，我很期待你到底要告诉我什么。
So I am quite excited of what you will tell me.
哦，他说我就是拉撒路。
I am Lazarus.
我要让别人在我身上看到我就是。路加福音十六章的那个财主跟拉撒路的那个拉撒路。
I wish to let others see that I am that Lazarus. Is the Lazarus is the one that is recorded in Matthew. Saying Lazarus and the rich man.
哦，我要让别人在我的身上看到我是那个奉献两个小钱的穷寡妇。
And I want to let Other seed that I am that that poor widow that has given two coins to the church.
在马可福音十二章四十一节以下的经文哈。
And it's recorded in Mark.
好，他们人生的遭遇都不是自找的啦。拉撒路也好，穷寡妇啊，人生的遭遇都不是自找的。无奈当中，神把他们安排是就是这样子。
So the life that they're living is not what they wish for, wish to have, but and it's what God has arranged for them. Okay.
所以一个一辈子都是乞丐，没有透过努力，没有办法改善他现实的情况。
And one is a beggar, and he was not able to change his situation, even he put a lot of work onto it.
所以过着非常凄惨可怜的生活。
And he has lived a poor life.
但是他的敬虔是被神验中的。
But his godliness is been seen by God.
他在信仰上身体所呈现出来的那一个荣耀的光辉，我们今天的信徒看的，哎呀，我们都觉得自叹不如啊，比不上他。So
in his life, his the crown of glory that he has in him is not as like us.
还能够忠诚的服在神为他安排的环境之下，导致到他最后呢。 得救了，进入亚伯拉罕的怀抱里面。
He was still able to live his life arranged by God, and he was and at the end he was in the bosom of God.
哦，那这个奉献两个小钱的穷寡妇呢？
And how about for the widow that have offered out two coins?
我觉得当寡妇已经很可怜了哈。And
I have already think that being a widow is quite sad.
这个也是神为他所安排的一个人生当中的哦。 应当是很不愿意接受的一个遭遇啊！哈。And
I can understand, and this is maybe something that she doesn't wish to have.
但是你看，她还到圣殿里面敬拜神。And
she still comes to the temple to worship the Lord.
哦，她还是在圣殿里面奉献救服事的工作。And
she still offered up her what she has and still serve in the church.
所以她还是对神没有什么抱怨啊。 过着一般正常的敬虔的信仰生活。And
she did not murmur and still live a godly life.
那寡妇很可怜，这个穷更可怜了。And
so this widow is quite pity, but she is also poor.
我去查过这个两个小钱到底它代表是多少数目嘛？哈。And
when I look at this two talents, how much is it?
那么他提我查到的资料是每日工钱的80分之一
，so it is a daily salary
sorry, 80分之一，每天工钱的80分之一。Okay, so it is one per eighty of a daily salary. 那你可以想象一下。 她到底手头上有多少钱？And
you can see how much money does she have.
所以当这一位传道娘跟我这样讲的时候，真的我内心那个时候真的很感动。And
when Mrs. Preacher when that Mrs. Preacher told me about this, then I was very relieved.啊，西西家在他遭遇到这件事情的时候。
以赛亚先知问他，请问别人在你身上现在看到什么？
When King Hezekiah have this situation, then Prophet Isaiah asked, what have others seen you?
好，那到现在我们在信仰生活上，我们的运用是，今天在我们的生活里面，你希望。 别人看到我们什么东西
？So for today, what do you wish for others to see in you？
哦，这个是一个重要的一个信仰的课题了哈。And
so this is an important topic in our faith.
哦，我们希望也能够透过我们的身上，无论发生什么事情，每个人都能够看见我们对神的感谢，每个人都能够看到我们仍然能够荣耀天上这位神。
So we wish for in our life that others can see that we in our life that in our life of faith, we are able to give thanks to God and able to honor God.
所以这个传道娘跟我讲说，我以前错的，我现在这个样子我接受，凡是来探访我的，我要告诉他，我都能够靠神活到现在。你碰到过困难。
So for Mrs. Preacher, she have said that she was wrong before, and now she has, when people come to visit her, she has let them to know that because of God, that she was able to still be alive and do a lot of things.
好，那在这件事上，我们的神看到什么？我们的神看到的是。 西西教皇他内心里面的骄傲.
So here, what did our God see, and King Hezekiah, God see his pride.
好，那么这个是我要谈的第二个重点.
And this is the second topic I want to speak of.
别人怎么看我们，有时候啊，他看到的是一个表面的东西.
What people can see us is maybe just superficial.
啊，但真正我们要更进一步去做思考的是。 那在我这在我发生的这件事上，我的神会看到我的什么东西？
And so when we have encountered any troubles or any events, what does God see in us?
西西教皇他不归荣耀给神。
So King Hezekiah he did not give glory to God.
所以我们的神认定他说你这个是骄傲。
And God have claimed this as pride.
那我去看这个骄傲，它的原文到底讲的是什么？ 我们的神说你骄傲，心里骄傲吗？
And so when I look at the original meaning and saying that and God claimed that you are pride.
那么小弟所查考的原文注意叫做自我傲慢而狂妄。
And so in the,
自我傲慢, 哎,
and the,
然后变得很狂妄, 哦, 哦, 目中无神了,
and it's quite so it means that he is very prideful, and he boasts about himself that he has no God in his heart.
他没有纪念神给他这样子的一个恩典.
And he did not give thanks. He did not remember the blessing, the grace that God have given to him.
他也没有荣耀神在他身上的这样一个伟大的作为.
And he did not give glory to God of what God have done to him.
所以我们可以说这样说了哈，哎，他的骄傲是什么？就是哈，确据神给他的赏赐，成为自己所拥有的，什么呈现在人面前的一种自大。
So what is this pride? It is this pride that God has given to him, but he take it as for granted.
那么这个就是神认定的这个啊，西西家王他心中的骄傲。
And so this is the prideful heart of Hezekiah.
好，那我们从这个地方哈，我们来看西西家王，西西家他是一个王啊。And
so Hezekiah he is a king.
好，那我现在列举圣经里面的几个王哦，他们的呈现哦，我们来做一下对比。
And we'll make some comparisons with other kings.
好，比如说我先列举一个巴比伦的尼布甲尼撒王。
First, I'll use King Nebuchadnezzar as a comparison.
好，那么根据的经文是在但以理书哦。Recorded
in Daniel.
但以理书第4章的28节以下。Daniel
chapter 4, verse
28。啊，我们可以看到哈。 这个原本神让啊这个尼布甲尼撒王做了一个异梦
，and so we can see that King Nebuchadnezzar he has a dream.
哦，那这个异梦就是说他看到一个金像，看到一个大象
，and so he saw a great statue.
哦，头是金的
，so the head was made of gold.
哦，那么他的胸跟他的膀臂是银的
，and his breast and shoulders is made of silver.
哦，那我不讲啊，在第二章的啊，但以理书2章31节以下的经文，你自己去看。
It is recorded in Daniel chapter 2.
哦，那我们的神就透过但以理来跟这个王解梦说，你就是那个金头，你是世界上最强大的，神要让你统管万有。
And so Daniel has said that that golden head is you, and you will conquer the whole nation and the whole world.
在但以理书第2章的37节，哈，我们可以去看，这是神给他的。
And it is recorded in verse chapter 2, verse 23, Daniel, and it is given by God.
好，在37节跟38节，哈，高举了尼布甲尼撒王的地位。
And so verse 37 to 38, it has exalted the position of King Nebuchadnezzar.
好，那现在尼布甲尼撒王怎么样？
And what did he do?
地位成为当时世上万国之中的强国，万王之中的最伟大的那一个王。
He will be the greatest kingdom and the king of kings and the greatest ruler.
好，那么到了这个第4章的28节到33节。
And towards chapter 4, 28.
我们就可以看到哈，当他站在他用他的，他觉得用他的能力所建设起来的这个巴比伦的这个空中花园的时候啊。
And when he spoke that he, when he had built this great city of Babylon.
哦，他讲了一句话，三书解说，大巴比伦不是我用大能大力建为京城，要显我威严的荣耀吗？好了，侵占了神的荣耀。
Is this, is not this great Babylon that I have built for a royal dwelling by my mighty power and for the honor of my majesty? So he has taken God's gift as granted.
所以后来他被神赶出皇宫，那么跟牲畜一起生活的七期了哈，有解经家说大概七年左右的时间了。
And after that, in the period of 7 years, he was been cast After that, he was been cast out of his own nations and living with the wild beasts of the fields and for about 7 years.
那我们的神对他哦，透过这个但以理对这个王所做的注解。
And when Daniel have given this king this explanation,
好，是在但以理书第五章。
In which is recorded in Daniel chapter 5.
哦，二十节。
Verse 20.
我们的王透过但以理说，哦，这个尼布甲尼撒怎么样？心高气傲，灵也刚愎，哦，甚至行事狂傲，就被革去王位，夺去荣耀。
But when his heart was lifted up, Daniel chapter 5 verse 20, but when his heart was lifted up and his spirit was hardened in pride, he was disposed from his kingly throne and they took his glory from him.
西西家王也是这样，骄傲。
So King Nebuchadnezzar, because of this,
那一样当王的尼布甲尼撒王也骄傲被神惩罚过。
Sorry, King Hezekiah, he was prideful, and same as King Nebuchadnezzar.
哦，那么还有一个叫叙利王。
And the next is King Herod.
哦，我们看《使徒行传》十二章二十节以下的经文。
Let's look at Acts.
这个都是哦王自己的人物了哈。
So they're all kings.
那你看这个叙利王哈，这个内容我不讲了，一样骄傲了，就是骄傲了。
So King Herod is also prideful.
那我们所列举的这几个王哈，都是国家有成就，他们觉得这个是他们努力得来的一种成果，所以哈，圣经都讲哈，在神面前心高气傲，抢夺神的荣耀。
And so they are all kings, and they have taken pride of their nation, of their own nation, because it has become very prosperous, and they have denied that it is the gift from God.
那我们来对照一下哈，圣经里面还有一个王叫大卫王。
But let's make another comparison, which is in the Bible. There is also another king, which is King David.
大卫王在神的面前是一个非常谦卑的王，他曾经跟神怎么说
？And in front of God, he is a humble king.
在诗篇二十二篇
，in Psalms 22.
诗篇二十二篇第六节
，Psalms 22 verse 6.
他跟神说，我是虫，不是人。
I am a worm, not a man.
在神面前，他说，神啊，我是虫，那这个虫我去看就是蛆了，那个化粪池里面那个蛆啊。
In front of God,
蛆虫哈。
In front of God, I am a worm.
那这种虫如果被捞起来哈，那么干燥之后能够成为这个朱红色的一种染料了哈。那什么虫我不知道，就是蛆了。
So, it's a type of worm.
虫也分成很多种啊哈，好像这个叙利王他被神啊，这个差派一条虫啊，差派虫把它咬死掉了。
And so this worm will be disposed of too.
那我去查资料，它是内脏里面的一种寄生虫啊，哈。
So 你说什么虫啊？
啊，叙利王被一条被虫咬死掉。
So King Herod he was bitten by a certain worm.
那这一条虫哈是 内脏的一种寄生虫。
And so this worm is a type of worm that lives in the body.
哦，所以后来被这个寄生虫咬了之后，哈，那经过了这个啊五天的时间，哈，那么它就死掉了。
It's like a parasite, and after 5 days, King Herod was dead.、哦、
那么犹太史学家哈所提供的就是说内脏疼痛。五天之后死亡。
And so they hypothesized that because of after five days the whole organs have failed and he had passed away, and he had died.
所以大卫他很谦卑，他也是一个王啊。但是当面对这位神的时候，他向神说：“我是虫。”
And King David,
我连人都没有资格在你面前被称呼啊。
And in for King David, he in front of God, he claimed himself as a worm and not worthy of a man.
啊，那这样子的观念跟我们天上真神的观念一样哦。
And so this is the same concept.
哦、啊，在以赛亚书四十一章的十四节，我们请电脑做一下哈。
In Isaiah.
在以赛亚书四十一章的十四节，我们的神曾经指责以色列百姓说：“你们是什么？说你这个虫雅各啊，你们这些以色列人啊。”
So here in Isaiah chapter 41 verse 14,
我们的神也是用啊原文跟大卫所讲的这个虫原文是同一个字哈。
So he said, "Fear not, you."You worm Jacob, so it is the same wording as Psalms.
当然，我们的神不是说我们是虫啊。我想，我们的神他意思就是说，我们来到这一位至尊至大神的面前，每个人都要放下身段，谦卑的。
So, it does not mean that we are worms in front of God, but we need to be humble in front of God.
请教一下，成啊这个。成功的妈妈叫什么名字
？So, what's the mother of success?
晓得吗？叫失败，对不对？ Is, 失败为成功之母，所以成功的妈妈叫做失败。
So the mother of success is failure.
好，那请问败坏的妈妈叫什么名字
？So what's the mother of corruption?
好，如果哈、哦、电脑做一下哈、哦，箴言十六章十八节。
Let's look at Psalms.
在箴言十六章十八节提到说，哈，败坏之先，哈，人心怎么样，一定会骄傲。哦，箴言十六章十八节。
16 verse 18。
啊，电脑我做一打一下哈。败坏以前呢、啊，一定是骄傲，所以败坏的妈妈就叫做骄傲。
So the mother of corruption is pride.
哦，那么再打一下哈、哦，箴言十八章十二节，哈、哦，这个话重复爱再出现一次。
Proverbs chapter 18。
哦，败坏之前人心骄傲。
So
所以我们从这样子的角度我们可以认定为什么大卫王他在神面前被神肯定。
And so why has King David been exalted, been recognized by the people?
我们圣经我们的神承认这一个大卫王真的是合我心意的王啊。
And so in the Bible, it claimed that King David as a king that favors God.
在使徒行传十三章的二十二节。
And
新约的时代哈，对大卫王所做的一个注解。
And so in Acts, in the New Testament, where it has explained of King David.
他是合神心意的一个王。
He is a king that favors God.
除了乌利亚的妻子这件事以外，他所行的一切都合乎神的心意。
Only because other than the event that he has killed Uriah and taken his wife, he has done according to the commandment of God.
那这样子的一个好，这样子的一个事件，我们要讲在今天生活当中，我们要拥有的是一个什么样的观念
？And so from this, what kind of concept that we should have in our life?
我们的根据经文是《生命记》第八章。生命记第八章十一节以下的经文。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 11.
那这个经文也是在啊1863年哦，林肯总统哦，那么他在这个国会当中哦，他通过制定的每年的11月4号。星期天啊，每年的十一月的第四个礼拜天是全国的感恩节。
And so that's what President Lincoln, he has claimed in America, saying that in the fourth week of
1863年，美国总统林肯在国会建议。
And so he in 1843, he has claimed in the national assembly and claiming
Thanksgiving.
And in the fourth week of the Sunday in November.
是全国的感恩节。
It is the Thanksgiving festival.
那根据的经文哈，他列举圣经根据的经文就是《生命记》八章十一节到十八节的经文。
And he has used this this chapter in the Bible, which is this verse in the Bible, which is Deuteronomy chapter 8.
所以我们不要今天在生活上哈，透过我们的努力有成就，我们就确据神的荣耀。
Is we should not be saying that we have our we have a great establishment and we have forgotten about the glory of God.
所以重点在十七节跟十八节。
And so the most important is in verse 18 and 17.
我们不要说这个得到钱财的力量能力是我自己的啦，我努力来的啦。
You should not say that the power or the might that you have is from your own from your hard work.
你要纪念哈，是神赏赐给你有得到钱财的能力啦，跟机会。
You shall remember the Lord your God that who has given you this power and this wealth.
好，我要谈的第三点。
And the third point.
我们回到历代志下三十二章。
Let's look at Second Chronicles.
在历代志下三十二章的这个三十一节。
Chapter 32, verse 31.
当整个事件处理完了之后，圣经做了这样子的一段补充资料的记录。
And so when this this whole event has ended. The Bible have added extra information.
他说尼布甲尼撒王差派使者来见西西家的时候
，and when the messenger that has been sent by by the king of Babylon.
那这件事情呢？神离开西西家王
，and so God has departed from King Hezekiah.
这个离开哈，意思就是说神不做任何的干涉。是完全的放手，然后看西西家王怎么去处理这件事。
And so God have withdrew himself in order to test King Hezekiah and to see what he how he will solve this.
然后呢，我们的神他的目的是什么？说是要试验他。
And so what was his purpose is to test him.
那我查到的资料是我们的神哈就。任由西西家王去做自由的处理。
And so what I have seen, what I have went to research, it means that a God has departed from him and to let him to do what he wished to do.
然后用这样子的方式来考验西西家王他内在的品德了。
And to test of his heart.
因为我们的神他想要知道。在一个表面事件的底下，这个人的内心世界到底是什么
？And so to see what is the true the true nature of this of this person in his heart.
所以在二十五节圣经记载说哈，神看到的是他心里面的骄傲。
In verse 25, it said that God has saw his pride in his heart.
所以对我们今天的基督徒来讲哈，我们也要了解一件真理哈。
So as Christians today, we need to know of this truth.
我们末日神对我们的审判，哈，内心世界的想法是一个审判的依据。
So, the nature of our heart is also one of the things that God will judge in the end days.
那么记录在哥林多前书第四章的这个第五节以下的经文。
And it is recorded in First Corinthians chapter 5.
所以我们大家要了解哈，末日审判的时候，我们内在的心思意念，我们的神还是会把它显露出来，然后依据我们的内心世界的想法，依据我们的心思意念来审判我们。
So it will be judged by our the nature of our heart and what we have thought and think.
这个是值得我们大家用心去注意的一项圣经里面的记录。
So this is something that we can we need to put in our hearts.
不是就借着我们的外观行为，当然外观行为也是审判的依据的，但不是就外观行为，内心的想法也是审判的依据。
It's not about the outer appearance of how we present ourselves, but God also judges the nature of the heart.
所以我们要谨慎，不要在生活当中哈，那么起了骄傲的心，侵占了神的荣耀，忘记了神的恩典。
So we need to be vigilant and should not take God's gifts as granted and to always give glory to Him.
一起来唱赞美诗224首。
So let's rise up and sing hymn 224.